A major announcement right now. So the whole month is White History Month from now on. Happy White History Month.
It's White History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone that we'll always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Thank you all for being with me. It's Friday again. A lot's going on. It's Friday again. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888 77 Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question, and it's a doozy. It is a doozy. It is helpful if you're working on yourself. If you're getting to know yourself, these biblical questions are helpful. If you're not getting to know yourself, nope, they won't be helpful to you. And I understand. So, and I am not thinking that most people are working on themselves either. I understand clearly, and I understand all the way, that most people love their misery. They love their hell. The biblical question, why are you dismayed by others? Why are you dismayed by others? Isn't that an amazing question? Why are you dismayed by others? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing what you're doing, anywhere in the world, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listener line on TalkStream Live. Anywhere. You can podcast the show, but you can be listening anywhere in the whole wide world. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're a flat earther, we are heard up and down the world by everybody and their mama. So you can be listening to the show and podcast as well, if you're not able to watch it live right now, by going to call it on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk on Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So it is Friday. And every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
They've seen President Biden. They've lived through his presidency. They've also seen former President Trump. They've lived through his presidency. They've heard these arguments about democracy, about the fate of the election, and yet Trump is not only winning, but winning increasingly by a larger margin. So what is the plan?
Things are falling apart here.
And not long ago, U.S. First Lady Jill Biden snapped at reporters asking questions about her husband's mental fitness.
Now, Jill Biden, do you have any message to House Democrats?
All right, ladies.
Have you heard of the term mom rage?
What a mess. What a mess. Did you see Joe Biden's little speech last night? I'm sure most people watched it. Not all of them, but most people watched it just to see how he would do. Would he stumble and fall? So I was asking my experts just now, and I haven't discussed it with them at all, did they see it? And then a couple of them saw some of it, not the whole thing, and it wasn't even necessary to see the whole thing if you didn't want to. And the anchor baby, I believe, saw the whole thing because he was playing it live on the American Anchor Baby show at the time that it was happening. So I want my experts to come in for a few minutes. I just want to ask or get some feedback and then on what they thought about it, what they get from it. And so they didn't know that they were coming in, so that's why they're coming in late and everything, because they were not aware. All right? And so I was thinking about what Joe Biden said about it. And one thing for sure, things might change, right? But Joe Biden ain't going nowhere. He ain't leaving. The Democrats are having a hissy fit. And they want him to leave. At least they're pretending to want him to leave, some of them. I want to warn you, don't get too excited about this fight that the Democrats are pretending to have over Joe Biden, because it could easily be a setup. It could be a setup, right? So all the Trump supporters, those who are going to vote for him, don't have a way to see through all of this. Don't get all excited thinking that, oh, we got it now. The Republicans going to win. The Democrats are desperate to win. And we just don't know what they'll do between now and then. And then the right-o Republicans, they don't like Trump because they agree with the Democrats. So you just don't know the game that the media and the Democratic Party could be playing on you right now. And then come November, when it's time to vote and you don't win, you're going to be mad And then you're going to be so angry that you're going to go out and do crazy stuff. But if you have a wait-and-see attitude about all things, you will be surprised how you will handle all things. So don't get all excited. And then don't rejoice in Joe Biden's pain. All right? You can see it. It's kind of funny, some of the stuff here, but don't rejoice in it. Wish him well, but be careful how you don't just assume that the Republicans got it. Have a way to see. But the one thing I know for sure, and without a doubt, Joe Biden ain't going nowhere, he said. And not only is he not going anywhere, but you're going to love him. He's staying. I'm staying. And you. You gonna love me. You gonna love me. Joe Biden said he's staying and you're going to love him. That's interesting to me now. But we're going to see what happens. So my experts are here. And I just wanted for a few minutes to get their what they thought about and what were they expecting and why did they watch it? Opinion on last night. Press conference with Joe Biden. Love me. So you have Hake way over here in the corner of the Hake Report. The short guy with
how come
feet.
The shots are on. I think it changed somehow, but
the short guy that feet won't touch the floor.
My feet are dangling.
I thought you were tall.
I am.
How tall are you? You know what I say?
Plus or minus Caitlin Clark's height, plus or minus like 3 inches.
5'5".
And so the expert here, one of the experts, and also the host of the HakeReport.com, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Check it out. And then next to him is Joel Friday TV. He black. Men in relationship. Well, man. Did y'all hear yesterday's show? I'm like, Lord have mercy. Monday through Thursdays at 11 a.m. Join our Friday TV and the experts here on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And way over there is Hassan. Hassan is an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson show and the engineer.
Once an expert, always an expert.
That's right, but always an expert. The engineer
like presidents.
Of the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And next to him is the American anchor baby. He black. I mean, he ain't black. He's Mexican.
He's ghetto.
Yeah. The American Anchor Baby, expert here. And his show is Monday through whenever going to happen.
I do what I want.
Supposed to be Monday
I've
through.
I've always wanted to do... Huh? Sorry?
Supposed to be Monday through Thursday at 12. We never know around here.
With Nick's show, you got to wait and see.
I know.
I've always wanted to be, like, on time and, like, please people like that, but I can't help but just do what I want.
That's for sure. But it's supposed to be Monday through Thursday at 12 noon Pacific time, and then Fridays at 4 p.m. But you just never know. You have to, you have to just hope and pray.
This is true.
That's
a fact.
So, hey, let's start with you real fast. You saw the debate, I mean, the Joe Biden press conference, at least a portion of it, right?
I did.
That's right. And what'd you think? What'd you get from it? What do you want to say?
He sounded a little stronger, a little less old and feeble than when how he sounded in the debate versus Trump. Remember right. how quiet?
Yeah.
He and he also looked less pale. So good for him.
They're saying that he has those Botox things done. I don't know how true that is.
His face isn't very saggy for an 80-something-year-old.
Right. Was my his face saggy, saggy during the debate?
Only when he was like, yeah. with his blank stare, with his chin sagging.
Joe Biden like, what you doing over there? What I need you over here. Go ahead.
But yeah, he still looks like his usual weak old self, though.
Yeah.
And kind of like, he's misstating stuff still. And I don't know if he used to do it like that, to that level. And he's definitely weaker. He's still talking like this. He used to have a strong voice.
I know. Did he change anybody's mind about him?
I don't think so. Because there are... Their mind is already poisoned by the debate.
Yeah.
Poisoned in that they see reality. Like, that was undeniable how old and feeble and weak he is and yeah. out of it. And so they see that, and they don't trust this barely better what's that thing where they call it, where they put a false face on the building?
Alzheimer's.
The barely propped up mask.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they don't trust that, I don't think.
Yeah. So nobody really needs to change anyone's mind.
I can win. The polls don't say I can't win. Polls don't say whether you can or can't do anything. You know
right.
what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. You saw it.
Yeah, I saw some of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And what'd you get from it, what'd you think, and why did you watch it?
I was watching Nick's stream, and he was streaming it. Oh. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. Let me check it out. So I watched it. And to me, he was just on guard. Like, I think that he felt like the pressure from the world. And the Democrats, too. Now the Democrats, all of a sudden, I think I might be a little bit loud here, but the Democrats, all of a sudden.
Oh, you see the knob in
my
ears.
Boy, I think it just might be my ears.
Oh, yours are loud.
Those are loud. They were going
in the red.
When they were just sitting there, you could hear them from like outside.
True.
You might want to turn it down.
Oh, okay.
You can hear them outside, down the road.
There you go. No, I was like, what the?
People gathering outside so they can hear it. Go ahead.
But yeah, I think that even the Democrats are putting this pressure on him, which is this whole thing is just weird to me because it seems like they make it seem like if this is a surprise and they've known it's not a surprise. So that thing is all weird to me. But I notice when he's talking, he's on guard about messing up. So he's still messing up. And I watched it. He's still messing up, but he's trying to catch it. So you can't make fun of him for
it. It was a mistake.
Right. Like he'll repeat it just in case you think about making a joke about it, he's going to clear it up. So that's what I kept seeing him do because he still kept making mistakes, but he kept just trying to like cover his bases. So I seen that and now he's trying to prove that. But to me, it's just like he's just an old guy and I don't care how he tries to sharpen up.
Get
whatever
old
else.
Is a mess.
He's just an old guy.
No wonder nobody want to get old. It's a mess.
Yeah.
And it's kind of scary what 4 years would do. 4 more years.
Yeah, look what 4 years already did. Because he's worse than he was when he started, it seems like.
Yeah.
So was it fun watching it? Were you nervous?
I kept kind of falling asleep in and out. Because it's just only because, like, I would just doze off and be like, oh, because it's boring.
Yeah.
Like, it's just real boring. And it's not like, for one, like, you got to be into politics really to catch everything. But for two, if you're going to be talking about politics, you got to have a little something on it. And he doesn't have it. So it was like me forcing myself to really try to understand what he was saying.
You make a good point about the media and the Democratic Party pretending that they just found out that Joe Biden was stumbling and stuttering and being lost. They just found this out during the debate. Everybody else in the world see it, but they pretend that they didn't know it.
It never existed.
It's amazing how they can do that.
And then they've been lying so much to him beforehand. He's sharp and all these things. Yeah. So now Biden even believes. Biden is surprised at himself. Now, let me make sure I cover the base. You should have been trying to cover the bases a long time ago. So it's just a weird.
It was just after that debate, his wife was like, Joe, you did good. And he was like.
Like with a blank smile.
Right. You did good, Joe. You answered a question. It's difficult debating a lie. You did. Didn't Joe do good? Anybody, your wife would lie to you like that in the front of your face, in front of the whole world. And don't care.
I know, it's horrible. What'd you think about her on The View talking about how Trump is slow, but he's integrity and sharp and smart?
What a lying world.
I lie. And I get away with it, and everybody laugh and applaud.
Your own wife.
Terrible.
Amazing. Hassan, what'd you think about it? I know you didn't see the whole thing. You saw some of the clips or something.
Yeah, all I saw was where he called Kamala Trump. So I just saw the most important part, I suppose. Highlights.
I tweeted out, I bet you Joe Biden wished Kamala Harris was Trump. He spoke wishful thinking.
Yeah, he even knows the truth. He even knows who needs to be the rightful father of the country.
Absolutely. He prayed that he wished it was Trump.
He's like, I want to lose. I need to sit down.
Amazing. So you didn't watch the whole thing because it was boring? Or you just didn't want to?
Oh, no. I wish I would have tuned into Nick's show because then I feel like I would have...
Fall asleep.
No, I think I would have. Yeah, I would have been able to
take a nap and receive it better. Yeah,
no, I didn't even know about it actually, but yeah, the clips though, he did look a little sharper, which is
he did.
Yeah, which is good. I think that
it reminded me of that time he did that president at the end of the year thing.
The State of the Union
State
address.
State of the Union, somebody had pumped him up in a way where he looked like he was real.
Yeah, they went into emergency. They were like, we gotta prop up Weekend at Bernie's and get him, you know, to where it's salvageable. So
I'm telling you.
They did a good job.
And you, Nick, what did you think about the Anchor Baby? We don't know when it's your air, but it's supposed to. Monday through Friday at 12 noon, Monday through Thursday, and then Friday at 4 p.m. And as for here, what did you watch? You watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
What did you
think I didn't even know what's happening as well. They were talking about it on the news, but I wasn't aware. It just appeared on my feed. I'm like, oh, wow, Biden's live, and we ended up doing it together on the stream. And it was a disaster. He's like, trying to get through it. And what is he trying to get through? He's trying to get through all these attacks and all this pressure, all this sudden pressure. I mean, it really just put on display to the world how they're having a problem right now.
Yeah.
And it kind of solidified to me what I've been hearing about the process. It's going to be difficult to find someone to replace Biden, but not even that it's really up to him. And it looks like he's holding on for dear life. He's like, I'm the guy, I keep saying. And so it looks like a pressure campaign. It looks like a pressure campaign, like step down. And he was better than this debate and all that, but that's like not saying much. So it's like he definitely looks better. But, I mean, when you're watching it, like falling asleep. And what I realize is the game goes like deep, like this political stuff that's going on.
When people want power, there is no end to what they would do for power.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, and money.
It goes deeper than any conservative is talking about.
Yeah.
They even realize they're just talking about trans or like whatever. And literally the media just all of a sudden, what we already knew, obviously someone or some part of the system decided something here.
Yeah.
And it's like government by the people for the people? Yeah, right. And they talk about democracy all day. And so I'll leave it at that. You know, it's like that's really the biggest problem of our time. Is this a government by the people for the people like they say? I think it's a lie.
I also another setup was the media was pretending that, oh, this press conference is going to be rough for Joe because the first time he faced the media in a long time, the media is going to be on him. They're going to get him. And everybody like, yeah. Some people love excitement. Yeah. And then what they did, they had a name of people from the media that they wanted to talk to him. It was all about foreign policies for the most part. And so Joe could only have to respond to foreign policy. He threw in local stuff once in a while, go after Trump and stuff like that. But they set it up where he would be able to talk about what he knew better, and he still wasn't honest about all that.
Yeah.
But the media wasn't that rough on Joe Biden that day at all. They still had the folks that they wanted to say something, and it was all planned.
And orderly, too.
Yeah. What about it? Yelling and scaring him?
Right. And then he said, and then he had asked one of the ladies, do you have another question? She's like, yeah.
I know, she's all into that.
So it was all fake. It was just a setup.
Yeah. It was weird that it had to be at a NATO thing.
Right.
But the whole thing is to save his presidency.
Yeah.
And it was, you're right, it was softballs. And he's horrible on foreign policy.
Yeah.
Like the whole, under Trump, there was relative peace.
Yep.
There wasn't all these new wars starting, Hamas versus Israel, Russia versus Ukraine.
What a mess. I want you guys to respond to just two sound bites and then you'll be out of here.
We can't do the second one, I don't think. Talking about Biden.
Yeah. Biden and Trump. What do you say about Trump? And
yeah, the first one. And then that boy was busy out there, and I got to help him.
Oh, so we don't have those sound bites yet?
We have the first one, but he doesn't know how to put in the second one.
Oh.
And I'm in here.
What you doing over there?
I know.
They need me over there.
What you doing over here when you need it over there?
Could Hassan man the thing, and then you run out and help him real quick?
How long would it take?
No, a minute.
A minute.
Keep going with the first one.
Oh, okay.
And we have a break coming up in a couple minutes here.
We do?
Yeah.
We do. Hassan, in the meantime, let me ask. Ask! Do you have hope?
I do. Obama lives in my heart.
What?
I just checking. Yes, I have hope.
You have hope?
Yeah.
Joe, you have hope?
I have hope.
Why are you laughing?
Because you're happy.
Hank, you have hope?
Yeah.
You have hope?
Mm-hmm.
And what does hope feel like?
Hope feels like I'm still living and there's a chance.
Of what?
Of, I don't know, of life and life going well.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what does hope feel like for you?
For me, hope is like, to me, it's like a synonym of faith. Like, it's the same thing. But like,
a synonym.
Like a
synonym. He black. He uses a big word. Synonym. You must be dating a white woman right now.
I've been out in the office with Hake and the other white people. No, I just think it's having something to look forward to, but trusting that. All will be well. That's what I think hope is.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like faith, but just another word for faith to me.
But, and you said that it's just, with life, faith, and it's trusting that all will be well.
Yeah, it's like looking forward to that all will be well in the future.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What does hope feel like for you, Hassan?
Yeah, just that I'll make it. That I'll make it on the narrow road one day, and
we should hold it until the next break because the music in between cutting clips is not good.
But this kind of was making my answer sound more epic. I'm just kidding.
Oh, we should hold it.
Hold it.
Let him finish when we come back.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Hold that. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to wind down with experts and then take your calls. Back in a moment. Highly recommend you get them. Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. We're going to get to your phone calls and super chats here in a minute. I want to just finish up with my experts about last night's press conference with Joe Biden. And then we'll take your call. Hassan, you were saying that hope feel like what for you?
Yeah. What the? Yeah, just hope that I believe that it's possible to, you know, get to the promised land, get to the perfect peace, get to the overcoming completely. And I believe there's hope. And yeah, so.
Okay. And Anchor Baby, do you have hope?
Yeah. I do.
He doesn't sound like it. Sounds like Eeyore.
I'm like, full of hope.
But nobody wants that hope if it sounds like
that. I already know you don't have the same one.
So you have hope, and what does hope feel like for you?
It feels like that song that just we were coming in, that little break song that was all it was like soaking music. It's like, dun, 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 dun. It just like, you know what? I feel like I can go on. I feel like I can just go on. It really does feel like that.
I feel like going on. I feel like going on. And where do you get your hope from? And come in.
I think my feelings.
Your feelings?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like you ever been to like a EDM kind of thing, and it's like
EDM
electric dance music. And it's like and then there's a part where the inspiration comes in, and we're all like, guys, we're here in this moment. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about. Hassan knows what I'm talking about.
I do.
I don't have.
That's where my hope comes from.
I don't have that kind of hope though. Would
you? That you feel the EDM?
I don't feel anything when I think.
Where'd
about
you
hope.
Get your hope from?
Just in growing in my understanding and just growing over time and understanding that how my life has progressed, and I just know that it's going to continue to do that. And I also, same thing kind of what Hassan said, is there's also a hope that is like a faith that you make it to the promised land, or that you overcome because you've seen it happen already. So you just keep the hope in that. But I don't feel like dancing or like that type of hope. I don't feel that type of thing.
And so you get it from where now?
From my No, I mean, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just a hope that things are going to continue to go as they've gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where did you get your hope from?
From life, a little bit. From the fact that I'm living. And and from when I have, like, good habits, better habits. Like, that gives me a little bit more hope. And you're laughing with me, hopefully.
I am. Better habit, like a good meal.
Right.
And go for a walk.
Yeah. Okay. And then also...
And get some rest.
And from when I can imagine a better future.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how so...
like imagination.
How so, where did you get your hope from?
Well, it's interesting because, like, there definitely is, now that I'm more thinking about it, there is a lot of, like, hope dealers, and that...
And then
what's a hope dealer?
Well, like...
Is this the same as a dope dealer?
Like Obama and, like, you know, people utilize the emotions and, like, so there is definitely a wicked side of the hope, but I definitely get hope from how you always say, if you see a little bit of light, you'll want to stick with it to get more light. So those moments of just getting a glimmer of the light gives you hope. But also examples, which I know is maybe not the thing to say, but like seeing examples of like Joel, Nick, Hake, you, it's shown me an example of, you know, people that it's possible also. So, yeah, I think examples are important.
Amazing. Hope is dope.
In a good way or a bad way?
I think you're just doing a saying.
Right. It's just a saying.
But I think there is a false hope that I think Hassan making a good point. Like, if I hope that I'm going to get back together with my girlfriend, that's like a feeling hope.
I have that also.
Maybe Nick was talking about that.
Festival stuff.
That, like, yeah, like festival hope, the EDM type of hope. Like, I think there is a false hope that it's like, okay, like, this is just kind of crazy.
Right.
So I think that there is a false hope, but there is like a real deal.
Oh, okay.
I think that sounds totally correct too. Yeah, because what I'm trying to get at is I'm sick of this hope stuff. Like, I'm just going to keep hoping that I'll be free. Like, can we start doing? And I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but that's closer to what I understand there. When you see in yourself, when you're working on it and you actually see some improvement, you're like, wow, I'm just going to stick with this.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing. What's that little X up there on this box?
Now, nobody's seeing that. That's just that the TV's muted.
Oh.
Yeah. Our audience gets the whole scoop of everything.
I know.
if it's off, we're telling them.
you want that muted.
So let me, are those sound bites ready?
Yes.
So here are two sound bites. They're short, and we're going to play from last night, press conference with Joe Biden. Here's the first one. And where do we get these from?
Let me open up the packet. The first one is...
Because I don't have it on my packet. That's what I'm asking.
What was...
The first one's in your packet, no?
No.
You have two?
Oh.
Where's number one? There it is. Boom. Okay, so we got this first one. It is the Black Pastors Spin Joe Biden's Disaster.
Talking about the one where Joe Biden... Yeah, he wish he had Trump.
Nice. I mean, this is from CNN, and this is early in Biden's solo news conference yesterday. Joe Biden mistakenly said Vice President Trump when discussing Kamala Harris.
Okay.
CNN.
Here's that.
Boom. Yeah, that's the one we want.
What are we doing?
What concerns do you have about Vice President Harris's ability to beat Donald Trump if she were at the top of the ticket?
Look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president. Now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
That noise for the podcast listeners is people slapping their foreheads. The audience.
And you say?
I say, I slap my head.
So that was from last night when Joe Biden made his little blunders.
That's true. He made more stuff for people to make fun of him about.
Yeah.
When he was trying to overcome the making fun of stuff.
And then several times he said something, he was about to make statements, and then he said, oh, well, or something like, oh, well, or no.
Yeah.
Like, what the?
Yeah, true.
And what do you say about that?
I mean, like, he's just old. You know what I mean? It's like, at the end of the day, this is him post-debate, post-criticisms. And yet, though he's trying to be sharp and on top of it, he's still messing up. And it's just, he's just old. And even if he tries not to, it's just time for him to relax. So I just think he's not going to be able to stop doing what's already happened naturally in his life as far as getting old.
Yeah.
It's just proof.
He reminded me of my father and I don't know what Joe Biden's problem is. I haven't seen his medical record, and so far they haven't said it. But he reminded me of my father when he developed Alzheimer's. My father was funny with this stuff. There were times when he would be in the car, and he and his wife, and when they were coming back home, they would be at the house, about to park. He like, that's not my house. Where are you going? And then she would have to go around the block several times, go around the block to the same place, and then finally he said, oh, that's my house, and that was his house.
Oh, so to convince him.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Every time.
Yeah.
And I remember when I would go home to see him, and I was like, hey, Dad, how you doing? Fine. I was like, you know who I am? Yeah. I'm like, who? He was like, well, I know you, my son, and you live way over yonder somewhere. I'm like, yeah. It used to be funny. And he used to beat up everybody when we put him in the old people home.
Yeah.
He used to beat up everybody in the home. He couldn't even have a roommate. He would beat all the roommates up.
He didn't like being there?
Blacks with Alzheimer's, sometimes they get violent.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There was one black guy at the Alzheimer's home where I went and volunteered in college. And he tried to take a swing at me. I'm like, hi, Jack. He's like, I didn't mind. I would have swung at me too. Nobody likes a cheerful person.
He would beat up the nurse and everybody.
Yeah,
I think that's in the Bible.
And then he used to threaten his wife. He thought that she wanted his money, and he thought that she was always trying to take him money. And then she would always plot against her. He would always threaten her. You had to lock her door at night.
Wow. Yeah.
So they do get mean after a while. Yeah. So I wonder if, I don't know what Joe Biden's problem is, right? But if it's Alzheimer's, is he going to get mean with his wife after a while?
Well, that's all over the reports, right? I saw New York Post, and then they say that he snaps at his aides.
Oh, yeah?
They say he snaps at his aides, and the people don't like even going to a meeting by themselves. They got to bring somebody with them so they don't just get it all by themselves.
I know that the men and women that get Alzheimer's, from what I've heard some of the surgeons, they get mean after a while.
There's no more filter. They reported, the media reported, Washington Post, I think, that his personal doctor, who's like a little-known Irish name, last name doctor,
right,
brought in a Parkinson's disease specialist. And that's what my grandpa had, one of my grandpas, and he would be kind of like blank faced, never mean, I don't think, but he would just be kind of blank faced, and he would, and so it would be hard for him to get out. His mind was there, but he wasn't able to express himself.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember when I would go home to see my father, and then we'd all be sitting around, his wife, me, and him. Am I saying it right?
His wife and me, something like that. You put yourself last.
Yeah. And she would be all nice to me and laughing about that. And he would be sitting there, and we all thinking he having fun too. He like, look at her. He like, Punchy, that's not who she is. She is a bitch.
So, yeah, did they just get real honest at a certain place?
Yeah, when they have Alzheimer's, they forget no filters. They ain't pretending. They don't try to be nice. The real deal. All that stuff, they stuffed away all the lies.
All the demons.
And start to come out.
Well, we know the signs to look for when it comes to Biden.
That's for sure.
Well, yes. I'm just going to blame having like a minor, having minor Alzheimer's for any outbursts. Anyone that I've ever worked with that I've ever yelled at, I might have slight Alzheimer's.
It was Alzheimer's.
Asperger's, but.
Yeah, it was Asperger's.
Can be true.
I have a few things, but.
What?
I may have a few things. Anyway, moving forward.
And that's the only soundbite about that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, y'all don't know, but today is Hassan's last day as far as engineer here, because we're setting our studio up where we don't need an engineer. And so I'm going to be the only one that need one for a while, because it takes a long time to teach me how to run my own show by myself. And so Hassan will still be doing things with him. He's going to be working on some projects, but he just won't be engineering. You'll see him at church and all that. And I want to play this.
Can we do that next hour?
Oh, we don't have that ready?
Export that.
What? No.
He sent that to me to my phone, and I got to get it from my phone to the computer.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll do this in the next hour, or the last hour, or the next hour.
Yeah, I don't want Joe Biden stepping on my farewell.
That's right. That's right. Amazing. All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
No. Last word.
Joe Biden, you can't hide.
Last word.
Pray for Joe. You need it.
Last word, Anchor Baby.
I love Joe.
Last word, Hassan.
I'm not leaving, and you're going to love me.
That's what I was thinking, too. Joe Biden. I'm staying, and you, you gonna love
what the.
The Grammy performance for the farewell.
Amazing. Thank you, guys. Amazing. My Asbury spoke.
Nice.
Let me go to Robert, a first-time caller out of Minnesota. Robert, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Man, I just need to complain about something.
Okay.
So, my son, man... He went from being the hard-working man, you know, getting good grades in school, playing for the football team.
Robert, come a little closer to your phone and a little louder.
Yeah. Like, okay. You heard what I said about my son.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Now, he moved in with my ex-wife, who lives all the way in St. Paul, and now he's turned into a gay boy.
How old is he?
He's 16.
Oh, he's 16? Why?
Yep.
And so is your ex-wife his mother?
Yeah.
Oh. And so how do you feel about that?
I'm pissed off by it because I think my ex-wife is indulging his behavior.
Oh, I see. And have you talked to him about it?
I've talked to him about it, but he's so dismissive, and he says, oh, I'm abusing him. Oh, stop hurting me. And I'm like, just shut up, man.
Well, here is the key to helping him. If you're going to help him, don't be angry at him. He has, his mother has recreated him in her image, so he has his mother's spirit. And he's been turned away from you by his mother when you were not paying attention. So when you do talk to him about it, don't be you can be honest with him, but don't be angry at him. And because he can't help himself, he become like his mother. He has her spirit.
Yeah, thanks to that kid, I already got a deputy at my door last night just because of what that kid did.
Oh,
he
yeah?
Likes to make
eyes saying, oh, I'm abusive, I did this, I did that, I locked him in the closet, or I molested him, which I did none of those things. My ex-wife has been making him say that just so my ex-wife could get me locked away, just so she could have full custody of him and turn him into a fag. I don't know what to do about this, Jesse. I feel like I'm going insane. What did I do?
Robert,
as a father,
Robert, I want... Robert, I want to really, really, really warn you. Just don't be angry about it, all right? Just don't be angry. Stay away from the anger, all right? And you'll be fine. 888-7, you got to stay away from anger, folks. There's never, ever, 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 but never, never, never reason to be angry. Let me go to Stanley out of Colorado. Stanley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Stanley, welcome to the show.
Hi. I want to ask you about what you said during yesterday's show to one of the other callers.
Okay.
Something about single parents not, or how they shouldn't be able to date or remarry. Is that a forever thing? Or did you mean just like while the kids are young?
Yeah, once the kids are adults, you can kind of, if you want to, if you feel like you just, even then, if you already have children, there is no need to be married, because once you have children, they're gonna eventually get married, have children, so now you have grandkids and so on and so on. But if you just gotta be married again, I would recommend that you wait until after the kids are grown, because the kids, they only want their natural parents. They don't want a step parent, father or mother. And especially the father, they yearn for their father. They don't want some woman or with the mother, some other guy coming between them.
I see. Okay, so that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. So if you, again, if I'm repeating, but if you gotta be married, wait until the kids are grown.
All right. Cool.
All right.
Well, yeah. One more question. If we are not sinners, because Jesus came down and did all that stuff. If we're not sinners, then why must we forgive to get salvation?
Because sin is of the heart, is anger, is evil, and it's the nature of the devil. And when we can see that we have that anger and we go and forgive, then God would take over and he would take the nature of the devil away from you, because that nature cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven with you. It cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven of God. And so you must forgive so you could stop playing God. Anyone that has anger has hatred. They have fear. And a fear person is a desperate person. A person that has fear is desperate. They're desperate for love. They're desperate for friendship. They're desperate for a woman. A woman is desperate for a man. And fear is not good. There is no love in fear. So your heart must change, and then you can enter into the kingdom.
All right. I think I understand now.
Oh, hold on for a minute, just in case. Hold on, right? I may have a follow-up question for you. 888-775-3773. Salvation is of the heart. God made that clear. You must forgive. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. 2 more hours to go. When I come back, your phone calls and Super Chat. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming up. The hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Rage to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday, July 12th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour two. JLP will be right back to your calls. The lines are full, guys. But first, take news, not fake news. At a critical point in his campaign, the far-left female run outlet, The Skim, reports Biden vows to finish the job. What job? In his first solo and unscripted, supposedly, press conference since November. It's been, and now it's July. Crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, reaffirmed his plans to continue his reelection campaign, brushing off concerns about his age and ability to defeat our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. During the nearly hour-long presser, Crooked Joe Biden said he's the best qualified person to do the job. And he highlighted his decades of political experience. He's been in the Senate for a long time. But as he tried to erase concerns over his mental fitness, the so-called president couldn't avoid some verbal gaffes that likely caused some Democrats to facepalm. There was the moment that Biden referred to so-called Vice President cackling Kamala Harris as Vice President Trump. And then that came after he mistakenly called Ukraine's unchristian president Volodymyr Zelensky President Putin. Still, last night was a far cry from the debate flop that set off panic among the demon rats. I call them demon rats. What it means, Biden's performance did little to quell the growing calls for him to end his reelection bid. By the end of the night, at least three more House demon rats, Democrats, called on the so-called president to withdraw from the race. Meanwhile, other Democrats last night praised Biden's command of foreign policy, like JLP hinted earlier this hour. He was pretending like he knew foreign policy and vowed support for his race against a convicted felon. The Biden campaign faces a tough battle in the weeks ahead to prove themselves to voters and Democrats. A new poll released before the press conference found 67% of Americans surveyed said Biden should drop out. 67%, two-thirds. There are also reports that former president, the worst president we have ever seen, Obama, and Representative Nancy Pelosi, Nervous Nancy, Democrat from California, they had a private conversation, according to reports, expressing concerns about Biden's reelection chances. And, of course, the New York Slimes, the failing New York Slimes, reported Biden's campaign has been testing how Vice President Harris would fare against Trump in November. What a mess. Oh, by the way, the economy is a mess. Consumer prices fell in June, whatever that means, for the first time since the start of the China virus scamdemic. They call it COVID-19, according to Common Nonsense Network, CNN. Consumer price index dropped 0.1% from May, which helped slow the annual rate of inflation from 3% to 3% from 3.3% in May, according to a new report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, if you believe them. Falling gas prices, as well as the from extreme highs, by the way, so it's still high, as well as a drop in new and used car prices. Remember, car prices were out of control during the China virus. Helped to usher in the first month-to-month decline since May of 2020. So showed data. The better-than-expected, quote-unquote, report further bolstered hopes that the Federal Reserve will begin cutting interest rates sooner than later and help make borrowing money less expensive for many Americans. By the way, Alec Baldwin, he's facing that trial. Seems maybe unjust in my opinion, maybe not sure. Today marks the third day of testimony in actor Alec Baldwin's testimony or his trial, involuntary manslaughter trial. nearly 3 years after cinematographer Halyna Hutchins was fatally shot on the film of Rust, the set of the film of Rust. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armoress for the film, was responsible for the firearm safety. She was called today, but she will not cooperate. Interesting, according to her attorney. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week. The biblical question. Why are you dismayed by others? Why are you dismayed by others? Amazing question. You can get involved if you're out busy working out or doing something. You can't sit and watch the show. You can podcast, but you can be listening live no matter what you're doing and where you are, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
They've seen President Biden. They've lived through his presidency. They've also seen former President Trump. They've lived through his presidency. They've heard these arguments about democracy, about the fate of the election. And yet, Trump is not only winning,
but winning increasingly
by a larger margin. So what is the plan?
Things are falling apart here.
And not long ago, U.S. First Lady Jill Biden snapped at reporters asking questions about her husband's mental fitness.
Dr. Biden, do you have any message to House Democrats?
All right, ladies.
Have you heard of the term mom rage?
Oh, yeah. Who haven't? That's the problem, mom rage. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. I want to go back to Stanley out of Colorado. And he was asking about the sin thing. Hey, Stanley?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you understand my response to your question?
I think so. So the hatred you feel is still a sin. Is that right?
That's the sin, because you are playing God. Anyone that has anger is hatred. And they are playing God. Angry people judge themselves and others. They think they know what they want in life. They make decisions, and in making decisions, they think they know what they want. And the reason for that anger is separate you from the light. It separates you from God, and so you're living in the darkness.
Okay, so we're not sinners unless we try to play God?
No, you're not. You're sin, right. When you have the anger, though, you can't help but play God because you've been separated from God. All angry people, all angry. That's why we have so much hell on earth. All angry people are separated from God, and that's why all people must be born of the Spirit of the Father if they want to unite or come back to the to God.
Okay.
And all people who are born through the woman are born into anger, into the spirit of anger, and the spirit of anger is that of evil. It's the nature of Satan.
Okay.
Which is easy. Are you a Christian?
I'm not sure.
No, okay. Which is easy for you to accept, easier for you to accept, that you are a sinner or all your sins have been wiped away?
That they've been washed away.
Were you did you feel that way before you heard me talk about it before?
I didn't give it much thought before. I'm kind of new to this whole thing. The believing Christian God stuff.
Oh, I see. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes.
How did that go?
Not in person. She didn't want to talk to me. But I did it internally.
Oh, okay. So you tried to talk to her in person, she wouldn't talk to you?
Yeah, she never responded to my request to meet up and talk.
Oh, good. Well, forgive her. Because just as you can help yourself with the anger, she cannot help herself. The anger you have or had came from her, and the anger she has came from her mother, and so on and so on.
Right. Yeah, I get that.
And how about your father?
Yes, I forgave him, and it was in person. He was around when I could do it.
Good, man. Mm-hmm. Well, just continue to work on yourself. Don't worry about being a Christian. Don't think about that. You just work on yourself to come out of the hell that you've been living.
That's what I'm working on every single day.
Right on. All right, Stanley. Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right. 888-773-773. Nicholas, a first-time caller out of Canada. Nicholas, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well.
That's good to hear. Thank you for having me, man.
Yes, sir.
So I just have two quick questions, if that's okay.
Okay.
So my first one was, when I heard about your silent prayer, it reminded me of, like, stuff I've heard from, like, Buddhist teachers. So are you familiar with anything like Buddhism?
I heard more about it just during the show than I did prior to that. So I'm not, like, familiar with it in that I can, like, elaborate on it that much, but I do know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. So where did the silent prayer come from?
From God.
From God?
Yeah. When he said, be still and know that he is God, he want you to just let go and let him take over. Also, he wants you to be the watchman. Remember the guy that was sitting at the gate waiting for Christ to come through? He wanted to make sure that he did not miss Christ. And so he sat at the gate and waited. And that's how what God wants you to do now. All you need to do in life is to be still and watch. Become a watchman at the gate, meaning watch those thoughts, watch those feelings, and there's watch them. Don't deny them. Don't fight with them. Don't try to get rid of them. Just stay present and watch them, and the spirit of evil will be taken away from you.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. Have you been doing it?
Well, no.
And why not?
Well, I was really into Buddhism, so I've been kind of like actively, like every feeling I feel, I try to remind myself at all times, and then Also, I'm pretty lazy too. So when I wake up in the morning, it's not my first thought. I normally remember like when I'm listening to the show, and then I go, "Oh, I should do that tonight," and I never do it.
So does Buddha suggest that you watch those thoughts?
Yeah, the whole idea is just like this too shall pass kind of thing, where even if you're happy, that's going to pass. If you're sad, that's going to pass. So just kind of watch it like a movie kind of thing and just don't internally like identify with it.
And does it tell you that before you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must forgive?
No, it doesn't say anything about that.
But how will you enter in? Does it tell you how you're going to enter into the kingdom if you don't forgive? Buddha is not about God, right?
Not at all, no.
Oh, and so how are you going to be, how will you overcome evil if you don't have the help of the Spirit of God?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I noticed when, like, I first did, I've done the silent prayer a couple times, and then when I noticed when I did it with, like, kind of like a submission to God,
yeah,
it felt much more freeing than, like, just repeating Buddhist kind of, like, scripture to yourself over and over again, because then it kind of like you kind of like wear the name out kind of thing, where it doesn't mean anything after a while. You're just kind of saying it to yourself, and it kind of just makes you angry.
and so they don't tell you that your help have to come from God, so they don't point you back to God at all.
Nah, Buddhism's pretty, like, it's pretty spread out. Like, there's a lot of different, like, Hindus taken from Buddhism and stuff. And then, but core Buddhism is basically just whatever's in front of you, believe that. Don't believe anything that isn't in front of you, and then take it from there. So there's not, like, certain aspects of Buddhism have no spirituality, and then some aspects have, like, reincarnation kind of thing.
So what's the purpose of, Buddha if it's not to... if it's not to point you out of the hell that you live in?
I don't know. I think it's supposed to be that from, like, apparently some monks can do it, but it's never worked for me personally, so I'm not sure.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yeah, I did that actually just 2 days ago. I haven't done it with my dad yet, but I'm going to do that soon.
How did it go when you went to your mother?
I thought it was going to go a lot bad. I thought it was going to be like one of those things where she would be like, "Oh, I forgive you too," kind of thing. But she actually was, she just said thank you. Like, she was actually really receptive to it. She's changed a lot recently. Like, growing up, she kind of went through a lot of stuff and, you know, split up, had two different. So my father is her second marriage. So she was kind of just like lost, kind of living in her own hell kind of thing for a while. So I didn't know. I thought it was going to be bad, but it ended up being really good. She was really receptive. She was really thankful.
That's why it's always best to have a wait and see attitude about all things. Never assume anything. Wait and see. And it's amazing to live that way.
Yeah. I was also like thinking how, like, is it something like, how exactly, like I said, I forgive you. I'm sorry for resenting you. You know, I forgive you for everything you can or you have done. I didn't know that you didn't know better. But I felt like that felt good. But I just didn't know if it was something like where you could just kind of say it in passing, like just pass by him and be like, "Oh, I forgive you." Or like, do you need to like, because I had to sit down because I wanted to make sure it was a thing, you know?
Yeah, what you truly see for yourself, not just because I said it or anyone else said it, but when you see you have that anger, and that anger is wrong, is evil, and you go and forgive, you face them if you can. Some parents won't face you, but if you can face them, and because anyone that has fear, anyone that has anger has fear, and anyone that has fear has anger. So you need to overcome the fear, which is evil. And you overcome the fear when you face your mother and shaking in your boots if you're shaking. And God, once you forgive her, God will take the spirit of fear away from your mind and your emotions.
Okay. That's cool, man.
And then forgive your father. He couldn't help himself because he could not. Fathers love their children, but they just don't know how to deal with the mother of the children. So when they leave the mothers. They do not leave their children. Or if they're in the home, they can't protect the children from the mothers because they're married to their mother. They're married to the woman they hate. All guys who hate their mother end up marrying their mother. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Amazing.
And then can I just ask you one more quick thing?
Yes.
So I've heard you say like imagination's no good, right?
Right.
But I would say like 10 years ago or so, I fell in love with like making clothing and using my imagination in that sort of way.
Uh-huh.
So is there like a healthy way to if I'm creating and I'm working on something, because it's not an idea, but if I'm making like a shirt or I'm making pants or something like that, is that okay or is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's perfect. So, as long as you use the imagination as a tool and you're fine. But do not use the imagination to get a false illusion of yourself. The imagination to tell you that you're wonderful or that you're not wonderful, that you're this or that you're that. That is not good. But when you use it as a tool, the way you're doing it and making the clothes, that's fine.
Yeah, because that feels like almost like it's a God-given thing.
Yes.
You get, like, ideas for things, and it feels like, I don't even know where this came from kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because, and then you're not going to live by building the clothes. You know, once you make your clothes, you come back to reality and just kind of live your life. You put down the hammer. You don't need it anymore until you need it again. But you live by living outside of your imagination rather than living within them.
That's cool, man.
You know, amazing?
Amazing, man. Amazing. Anyways, thank you. Thank you so much. Happy White History Month.
Oh, yeah. Happy White History Month to you.
You do.
Thank you. Do you spell your name N-I-C-O-L-A-S?
With a H, N-I-C-H.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Yeah, brother.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, actually. So what feelings are good to feel?
None.
You say anger is the devil.
Right.
But then I also heard you say something where like God wouldn't make you feel that way. Like he would make you, you should feel good. Right. So it's feeling good about because I noticed when I'm practicing your teachings,
mm-hmm.
I feel good. And I don't know if that's good to feel or not. I don't know if that's something I should be feeling, but I feel like energized. I feel like clear.
Yeah. What you're feeling is to free from anxiety. From hell, from the world, the you're free from that. That's fine, but emotions are all evil. A good emotion that makes you feel good. As soon as you're feeling good, you're feeling bad. As soon as you're feeling bad, you're feeling good. You want to jump off a bridge somewhere. But the freedom that comes once you drop that anger, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Right on. Anyways, thank you again. I appreciate it. I won't take up any more of your time.
All
I really
right.
appreciate you.
Nicholas, stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Yeah, brother.
All right.
Thank you again.
Okay.
Have a great day.
All right. 888-775-3773. Happy White History Month, folks. And no such thing as racism. And you can purchase a shirt at rebuildingtheman.com/store. All right? rebuildingtheman.com/store. Let me go to Julie out of Connecticut. There's one line open. Julie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
So I'm trying to switch roles with my husband and obey him and also lift him up to our children where they're not coming to me, but they're going to him.
Right.
So last night during dinner, my 6-year-old son, our 6-year-old son was throwing food across the table, got a little angry, he yelled at me. So instead of me saying anything to him, I said, when your father comes downstairs, I said, I'm going to tell him what you're doing. So he came down the stairs a few minutes later, and I said, I said to my husband, this is what our son was doing at the table. So he pulled our son aside and he said to him, why did you do that? And then my son did what he's been taught to do by his father, which is say, well, a few days ago, they were picking on me outside, and they weren't letting me play with them. So, and then my husband's like, oh, so they were singling you out? Oh, you know, I'm sorry. So they weren't treating you right a few days ago? Like, and so what I'm seeing is, like, teaching our son to be the victim. And my husband is treating him like his mother treated him. And he's now teaching our son, from what I can see, that it's not his fault he's throwing food across the table. It's not his fault that he's screaming. It's okay, because a few days ago during the play, when they were playing together, they singled him out and they wouldn't let him play the game they wanted to play. And I didn't say anything because you told me not to. But I did shake my head and roll my eyes, which I know that's not good.
And so why is when you ask your husband, why is he talking to his son, making him weak like that? What did he say?
I did not ask him that.
Why not?
I'm just confused about where I'm supposed to be in line, and I'm trying not to go out of line here. And I think I didn't ask him because I know the reason why.
Well, okay. Is he working on himself, your husband?
Well, you met with him last night. He's lying. I mean, he's lying.
But yeah, Julie, you don't know that.
Well, when he tells me that he likes me and he loves me, he's lying.
Well, that's true.
When he says
and
that
you don't like him and love him either.
I know that.
What is it like knowing that you don't love him and he doesn't love you?
I'm trying to come out of my fallen state, do the silent prayer in the morning and at night, and I'm trying to enter into the kingdom of God and have God's love. I don't have it yet. But I know that if I keep doing this, I will. And that's why I keep calling you and asking you questions.
Right. So are you doing the silent prayer morning and night?
I am. I'm still having a lot of anxiety with my husband. And it's hard. It's really hard.
And what do you think? What does anxiety feel like?
Like pressure on my chest. And sometimes my heart skips a beat. And, like, I'm having trouble breathing.
And why are you having so much anxiety with him?
Because he chose his mom over me, and he's put his mother into our marriage, and she's been mistreating me for years. And I told him, this has to stop. But he's refusing, even after meeting with you twice, he's refusing. He's still sticking up for her. He's still making excuses for her. He'll take the kids over to her house without me there. She hasn't spoke to me in 4 months. She's the most evil person I've ever met in my life, and I had a very bad upbringing. And I thought my mom was evil, and she is, but this is woman's beyond evil. She has taken me out of our marriage because my husband let her, and she feeds the kids things they're allergic to. She tells them, oh, the ingredients aren't in them. She gives the same thing to my husband, and he'll get sick. My kids will get sick. Like, she's a wacko.
So what is it like hearing yourself describe yourself right now?
How so?
Because you're just like his mother. You want to control him. She wants to control him. So you have two women fighting to control this man, and neither one of the women love him. His mother doesn't love him, and you don't love him, but both of you want control over him, and that's why you're angry at each other, because you're fighting for control over this man. And hopefully he will soon understand that, so he can start standing up to the both of you. because you don't love him. You're not fighting. You're not mad at his mother because his mother is controlling him. You're mad at his mother because you can't control. You want control instead of the mother.
I'm hoping that.
What do you think about that?
I am hearing what you're saying, and I'm considering it, and I'm not arguing with it.
Right. But do you see where you are mad because you can't control him?
Yeah, I do. I just feel like he needs to do the right thing.
But you're not his mother. You can't. You don't know what the right thing is. How are you going to know if he's doing the right thing or not?
Well, the right thing is to be the head of the house, the head of me,
but
the head.
You don't know that. You just heard me to say that. You don't know that for sure, because if you knew that, you would stop trying to control him, and you would stop having anxiety, and you would just focus on you. You don't know that for sure. You're just repeating what you've heard.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I believe you.
So why don't you stop trying to control your husband so you can stop being mad at his mother for controlling him? You're not. You don't need to be in competition with his mother, but you want to control him. You don't want him to be free. You want him to control him.
It's because he's annoying, you know, because he's following me around the house. He's acting like a girl all the time. He says girly things.
But you need to stop judging him. You're no better. Why don't you focus on you, drop your anger, and work on you and stop judging your husband? He got to overcome his issues in his life, and he was like that when you married him. Why didn't you marry him if you – well, I already know the answer to this.
Yeah.
Well, why did you marry the man that you hated? You hate.
Well, just from your show, I know he's just like my father.
So why don't you stop judging him and look at your own judgment? You're filled with rage, you're filled with anger, and you're taking it out on your husband.
So if he's saying to our son, it's okay to be a victim, it's okay to play, you know, throw food.
Why not stop judging your husband and work on you?
Well, I'm trying to work on me and judging him at the same time.
But then if you're judging, you're not working on you at all. It's an illusion. You can't serve two gods.
Okay. I guess I don't know how to stop.
You don't know how to what?
I guess I don't know how to stop judging him.
Take your eyes off of him and put them on you within yourself.
And just leave everything alone, like even the kids, just like stop looking at that stuff as well. Let him take care of it no matter what he's saying.
If you start working on you and you're sincerely working on yourself, you will see how to deal with all issues in life.
Okay.
But you got your eyes on everyone but yourself.
Okay.
You'll see how to deal with things when they happen with the family, with your husband and your mother-in-law and everybody. But you just feel with anger, and that's why you have the anxiety, because you're angry. Satan is your God, because that anxiety doesn't come from God. It only comes from anger, and anyone that has anger is desperate, and you are a desperate female.
Yeah, I thought I just wanted him to set a boundary with his mom, tell her, you know.
No, you just want to control him. You want his mother out of the picture so you can control him.
Okay.
And that's not your issue to work out anyway. That's his issue. His issue with his mother. It's not your mother. Except he ended up marrying his mother because he married a woman who was just like his mother.
Okay. What a mess.
I know. So stop it. Stay out of he and his mother's business. He's going to have to take control of that. That's not your issue. Your issue is your mother and you and your father and you. And you were already screwed up when you met him. He was already screwed up when he met you. And you got two devils living together fighting one another.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
and stop trying to tell him what to do. Stop trying to be his mama pretending that you care. You're not doing it out of love. You're doing it out of control. You want to control him.
Okay.
I wish you well. Call me again.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye now. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Amazing! We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. There's one line open, all right? Couple announcement. I do personal shout-outs for you, and they are amazing. The people love them. I hear it all the time. Birthday shout-outs, anniversary shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, all kind of stuff. Congratulations. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or for the shout out. And check out our merch. Racism doesn't exist here. Amazing. Just imagine what conversation that would make for you. We have all type of good things there. Racism doesn't exist, no such thing as racism, old war going up, the fall of Messiah, Barack Obama, Big Mama Michelle, she ate up all the ribs, Beta Male, no sex, stop having sex before marriage, out of wedlock, hoodies and everything, check it out, American Tar Baby, amazing. Go to Rebuilding the Man, the Great White Hope. We got it all. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/store. RebuildingTheMan.com/store, right? The Hake Report is coming up. And, oh, the White History shirts. Happy White History Month. JulyFeelsWhite.com.
Amazing.
JulyFeelsWhite.com or RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Amazing. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11, Monday through Friday. James Hake is on fire. And then the Joel Friday TV, he black, at 11 a.m. Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursdays. Men in Relationships. Every Monday through Friday. Then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Except for Fridays, is at 4 p.m. The American Anchor Baby, 4 p.m. on Fridays. Monday through Thursdays is at 12 p.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby, natural energy. All right? Amazing. Let me go quickly back to the phones, and then we're going to get to your super chat. Serge is out of Texas. Serge, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
Real quick, why it's fresh on my mind since the college just got off. It's really difficult to see your wife or husband, see what's in them. Like, I know for me, my wife was very emotional, ex-wife. She was very emotional. It was hard for me to see that I was emotional, too.
And why was it hard for you to see it?
Because it shows differently.
So how did your emotion show differently in you than your wife?
Right. Hers was more, she cried about something in her family, something going on within, like, it was more like that. And then mine was more decisions based on emotions and not logic.
Amazing. Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so it generally you can tell, like, it's sometimes it aligns perfectly, Jesse. Like, if hers is her husband doesn't understand that there needs to be an order and boundary, generally it may mean that she doesn't understand that there needs to be an order and boundary. It aligns.
What do you mean
perfectly.
By order and boundary?
So she mentioned that he didn't set a boundary with his mother, but she doesn't set the boundary between her and her husband that was given to her by God.
But we can't set boundaries. No such thing as setting boundaries.
Oh, I mean like a spiritual order. So he may not understand his spiritual order and where in the position he needs to be in, but she's not understanding it either, but she's looking at him and she can't see herself. But anyways, I wanted to ask.
Ask!
Does a man need a woman?
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing is. No, he doesn't. A woman don't need a man, and a man don't need a woman.
Interesting. How does the man further the kingdom of God if it's practical for him to have kids so he can be the example?
Repeat that.
How does a man further, like, how does he become the example if he doesn't have children when it's practical for a man to have children on earth? Not needed, but practical.
I'm sorry, repeat that question. I didn't understand the question.
How does a man not need a woman if it's practical? Is it practical for him to have children? To have
the man and the woman want children, you have them, but if you don't want them, there's no need to reason nor need to have them. But if you want kids, but you can't want them for any personal reason.
It's practical for the man to have sex, though, right?
If he want to make babies.
Right. So I'm trying to see why wouldn't it be practical for him to pick a wife if he wants to have babies?
Because if he pick a wife, he's going to pick Satan. He's going to pick himself. He's going to pick a woman that's just like him, evil.
So it's possible for a man to not pick an evil woman? So there's women out there with no crazy? There's good women?
Yes. And a man should never pick a woman, and a woman should never pick the man, because all you're going to do is pick yourself. And then all you're going to do is fight. Two devils will get together, and they'll fight.
True that. But no woman is good. A man, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think picking a woman is like picking a job. We need it.
No,
we need it, but not need in a needy way, but it's practical because you know, kids and the fam and into you also want to raise up.
But a man should never pick a man should never pick a woman, and a woman should never pick a man. All you gotta do is pick yourself. You're just picking more evil.
Could God fix that?
I'm sorry.
No woman is good. No man is good either. So when they pick, when we pick each other, we're not in a good state, but we have to overcome. So it seems that it would be practical to just pick, but pick something decent.
No, you can't pick at all. You should not be picking. You should just work on you. And if your heart desires to have a family, God will cause that to happen. You can't, if you cause that to happen, you're just two people in hell. Because you don't know what you want. You don't know what you need. And so there's no such thing as making your own choice. So you can't pick. You can always pick. The woman will pick the wrong thing, and the man will pick the wrong thing. Always.
So God is sitting back, basically like, I got what you want. I got what you need. You just need to wait on me. Is that's what he doing?
I don't quite understand the question.
Oh, you don't know that song? Oh.
No. No, that's before my time.
That's after you.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I don't know who said that song, man. My mama raised me, man. I don't got no sense.
Amazing.
None at all. Yeah. What? But no, I was saying that because I really see the woman as a practical thing, because no man or woman is good. And when you come together, you're not going to be good, but you need to be men and women that got a little light in you, so you can learn that in your, you know, to overcome, and you're not sitting there causing
you
hell.
I recommend you drop all those thoughts. Everything you just said, drop it and stay out of your imagination. Stay out of thoughts so you can see. I want you to know that all thoughts, all lies, all the time, and the devil will deceive you by pretending that he's giving you the truth too, and you, because you've heard some truth and you think you have it, drop all thought. Do not believe the imagination at all.
Can I say this?
Yes.
I think if you let God cook on this issue, I think if you let God cook, meaning you don't pick, I think every person that did not pick is single.
What?
Every person that did not pick remains single for their life.
That's not true, because there are men and women who want a family. Yeah, they want a family. And so they are working on themselves, and they didn't have to pick, and they have a wife and they have a husband, and they're doing fine. Serge, I got to run, though, because of time. Thank you, buddy. 888-775-3773. Super chat. Thank you, Serge. But stay out of your imagination, man. Stay out of your thoughts, Serge, about truth and about the lie. And just stay present, and you'll see the right way to go. Thank you, though, buddy. Super chat. I'm looking at the clock here. The time going by like 90 going? No.
I know.
I was waiting on you.
My bad. And I was waiting on God.
waiting on God.
So
waiting on you.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Being Enlightened Till I Rise, bought 10 coffees. Morning, gentlemen. Was just podcasting the show wondering why Maxine Waters likes to wear dead beavers on top of her head. Laughing face emoji. When I realized the biblical question answer, why are you dismayed by others?
Oh, this is the same person?
Yeah.
Oh, why are you dismayed by others? I'm saying it right now.
You are.
Dismayed.
Yeah, I'm afraid to repeat how you used to say it, lest you start to say the wrong way again.
I used to say, I don't know how you should say it.
I'm not going to say it either because I don't want you to start saying it.
Right on.
The dismayed feeling comes when my ego isn't fulfilled by others because I look for a thrill slash feeling from them that I never fully receive. A misplaced expectation that I put on others that, when not met, leaves me feeling dismayed. All lies, of course.
Oh, amazing. Thank you for your response, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your very generous 10 coffees, being enlightened till I rise.
Absolutely.
Evgeny Crosby with a diamond. Joe Biden is so bad, even CNN wants him gone.
And see, I'm a little watching all this because as we were talking about with the experts earlier, these people already knew that Joe Biden had issues going on. They might not know if it's a medical issue or not. I don't know. But they knew about everything that they pretend they're learning now. And so I don't know. I just don't trust the media. I don't trust the government. And I know that all human hearts are evil. And these people love power and wealth. I just don't. I think something else is up. Maybe they want to get rid of Joe Biden. And maybe they want to bring in Barack Obama folks or whatever, right? But just sit back and watch. See what happens. Let's have a wait and see. And I really want to encourage everyone to have a wait and see with this presidential election thing coming up. Because if it doesn't go your way, either with Joe Biden getting in or Trump getting in, it's going to be a war. And we don't want a war between each other. All right? They want one. They want us to fight one another. Don't do it. So have a wait and see. You can observe. You have fun with it. But just have a wait and see. All right? Thank you.
Three coffees from C-Bill. Wow, there's so many weak men of Canada. Mama's boy. Laughing face, scrunched eyes. Also here in Lakeland, Florida, there's so many women driving men around, and the men thinks it's normal. Sad. Keep up the great work, Jesse.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Someone bought three coffees. Been watching your show for approximately 5 weeks now. Just wanted to tell you, just had my first child today, and it's a boy.
Real men make boys first. Right on. Congratulations. That's deep.
C on C with a coffee, Joe. Say, he gonna stay, and you, and you, and you gonna love him.
We both got the same mind. We both got the same blood. And time and time and time and time. Nice. Thank you, Sion.
Sion continues.
You heard that song?
Upstanding. Yes, I have. Many times. Mostly from you. But it was also by a bigger black lady. Huh?
Right. Yep. I can't think of her name right now. But anyway, yes.
Kamala is incompetent. She's not serious. Always hiding. So they have to come up with something they have to keep old-time Joe. Jesse, I have a question. If you're my hubby, if I tell you wear this clothes, you can be comfortable, and what will you say? Are you going to listen to me, or is that beta to listen?
No, I'm not going to listen to that. I can tell you right now. Thank you, Sia.
Greenwald, two coffees. What should parents tell their children who are afraid of ghosts, monsters, etc. in their bedroom? I recently heard an educated woman psychologist say you're supposed to act like what your child is saying is true because no matter what you do, they'll still feel afraid.
You can tell them, I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Just, you know, have a talk with them. Get them to drop their anger and stuff, and they'll be fine. Just say, hey, relax, don't be angry. But kind of pay attention, because sometimes kids really do see spirits in the rooms, because especially if they have not been traumatized, or even if they've been traumatized, they can see evil spirits, right? So deal with it accordingly. I don't, just when it happened, if you stay present, you will see how to deal with it. Thank you.
This is Cold Burger Art Coffee. Biden is a content creator for memes. These days, not really presidential caliber, but he nice.
He nice. He nice. Thank you.
Bill on Capitol Chill, or Sea Hill, bought you a coffee. If a person's dog is their emotional support animal, does that mean they have a devil on a leash?
100%.
What the?
Well, The dog is not the devil, but the person that holds the leash with the dog is the devil.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
What Come on, man.
Another coffee from C-on-C. No, Jesse, Hassan Yeezy, love you. He's so amazing. Black clapping hands. He's made the show fun also. I like German Shepherds, but now I like the unique facial look of Mr. Sandman. Encourage Hassan to do his own thing.
Amazing. More. Don't worry. He's not going to be he's still going to be off and on with the interview thing. Don't worry. It ain't what your mind telling you.
Amazing.
He's not gone, gone, gone.
Yeah.
Right? We're just making some changes here and trying to make things work around here as cheaply as possible. Amazing. Thank you.
Lord Goodhair. Thanks, Leon. Coffee from Lord Goodhair. Jesse got it wrong about the Jews. It's the opposite. Without Christianity, there would be no Judaism, because modern Judaism is based around the rejection of the Son, therefore also the Father. Jesse should read up on how Jesus is portrayed in the Talmud, Jewish scriptures. Martin Luther wrote about it in his book, The Jews and Their Lies.
Who am I, Luther?
The guy who did the Protestant. He was the original Protestant.
Where is he now?
He's in heaven looking down.
I rest my case.
Thank you, Lord Goodhair.
And this Talmud thing book.
Talmud
book. I keep hearing that from the Jew haters that, oh, you need to read that. But what you don't know, Jews are human beings too. And all human beings' hearts are evil until they forgive and return to the Father. So the Jews that wrote the Talmud. Whatever.
You can call it Talmud.
I've never read it, but you got to realize they're no different than the people that wrote the Bible. No different. Human beings are evil. So just because the Talmud says whatever it's saying, that doesn't mean that Christianity did not come from Judaism. If it wasn't no Christianity, Judaism, there would be no Christianity. We were brought in, we were ushered in. And so spiritually, Jews and Christians are the same. Now, just as with Christianity, the Christians and the Judums, you can't base the religion, you can't base the spirit of the religion on the people at all. I hope that helped a little bit. I don't quite understand some of the Samu and all that. And what's the name of that guy that's dead?
Martin Luther.
Martin Luther thing. But I do know human beings are evil. And you can't trust human beings. You got to get to know yourself so you know what's right, what's true. We have a teacher within, and you should only have one teacher. And that's the teacher from within. And if someone is not pointing you back to that, that's your enemy. I wish you well, though. Amazing.
Thank you, Lloyd Goodhair.
Yeah.
Donnie Girl's idea with a rumble rant to respond to yesterday. I was saying that was how I began to believe Jesus was God, because his name was Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Uh-huh.
Now it clearly means he was the bridge to God while on earth. God is with us, thanks to Jesus. Right?
I don't know if that means God is with us, thanks to Jesus.
Nice. Thank you, Don.
Yeah, thank you, Don. And thank you for clearing up yesterday. I don't remember what happened yesterday, but thank you.
She was saying, because you were saying people who think Jesus is God.
Right.
And she said one of the reasons she used to think Jesus is God is because his name was called to be called Emmanuel, God with us.
But he had a lot of different names.
Right. But that was what the angel said to Mary. Oh. To call that. And so she understands that to mean that he brought God to us, something like that. He was the bridge
right on
to God.
I'm glad you're seeing it clearly. Thank you. Thank you.
It's me, Xenia. Says, did anybody see how uncomfortable the Italian prime minister was getting from kisses from Biden?
I didn't see that.
Me neither.
No.
Is it a female prime minister right now?
I did not see that. Thank you. Let's take a quick break. One more hour to go. When I come back, we'll finish up on those super chats and your phone calls and whatever else. Hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment.
Hey, Lou.
listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Get it off your chest Friday, July 12th, AD 2024. The lines are full. Still full, guys. You can start to call a pro tip. You can call in as you hear JLP wrapping up with one caller. Start to call in as you sense that they're finishing up a call. He'll hang up with them, and then one line will open. You can get in, possibly. Nice. 1-888-775-3773. But first, fake news on fake news. Hour three is coming right up, guys. Immigration, also known as invasion, commie nonsense network, CNN reports, Panama has placed barbed wire on several routes, at least a few, along the Darien Gap, in a bid to block so-called migrants from making their way north. The treacherous 66-mile hike through a mountainous rainforest region connecting South and Central America, Central America, has seen an increase in the number of so-called migrants willing to risk their lives to safety and safety, risk their safety, could cross it. Panamanian figures show that more than 170,000 so-called migrants crossed the route from January to June 6th of this year. Some high-ranking officials in neighboring Colombia have criticized Panama's latest move. The barbed wires in the jungle will only bring drowned people into the sea. Migration is stopped by removing economic blockades and improving the economy of the South, so said Colombia's president Gustavo Petro. Well, he sounds like a communist to me. No, I don't know. I just talk. Auto dealer outage. You might have heard about this the other week. CDK Global, a software firm serving car dealerships across the United States that was roiled by a cyber attack last month, appears to have paid a $25 million ransom to hackers. Wow. To get their systems back online. So say multiple sources to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. The ransomware attack that hit CDK Global in June disrupted thousands of auto dealerships that use the company's software to manage everything from scheduling to sales and orders. The ransom was likely paid in a Bitcoin and sent to a cryptocurrency account controlled by the hackers. That's not good PR for the crypto stuff. Makes me wonder if it was a false flag or something. Who knows? But no, it was not. But I don't know. The ransom was likely paid in Bitcoin, blah, 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 cryptocurrency account. That's what sources say. Federal officials discourage paying a ransom to cyber criminals because it can fuel future attacks. But some companies feel they have no choice but to pay to recover customer data or regain control of their operations. What a mess. Yikes. By the way, nearly all AT&T cell customers' call and text records were exposed in a massive breach. The call and text message records of tens of millions of AT&T cell phone customers in mid to late 2022 were exposed in a massive data breach. So said the telecom company, revealing today. AT&T said the compromised data includes telephone numbers of nearly all of their cellular customers and the customers of mobile virtual network operators on their networks between May 1st, 2022 and October 31st, 2022. What a mess. Crazy stuff going on in the world. Italian authorities confiscated almost $1 million worth of fake olive oil. The alleged criminals were stunned this week when authorities raided their facilities all of a sudden, so said Common Nonsense Network. It's supposed to be a pun, all of a sudden, but olive, it's silly. What a mess. What a mess going on in the world. Oh, we have 30 seconds. Okay. This match I will remember forever, so said Jasmine Paolini, after becoming the first Italian woman in history to reach a Wimbledon final. 28-year-old gal, enjoying the best season of her career since breaking into the top 100 in 2019. Millions will likely tune in for the women's tennis. She's the number 7 seed, going to play in the Wimbledon. Yeah, that's cute. Congratulations. I'm James Hake. It's why history must. I'm going to celebrate with my friends. It's what history must. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week. Why are you dismayed by others? Why are you dismayed by others? It's an amazing question if you examine yourself. Why are you dismayed by others? You can get involved. If you're busy, you still can be listening to the show by way of your iPhone or iPad. No matter where you are, you could be in one of those airplanes that are about to crash. You could be in one of those planes where the wheels are falling off while you're in the air.
What the?
You could be trying to buy some fentanyl. Or you could be trying to withdraw from some fentanyl. Or you could be smashing, grabbing. I don't know if y'all know in L.A. or in California. Smash and grabbing is out of control. And they're using automobiles. They steal other people's cars and they take them and run into the building and go. And then they have a bunch of kids or look like grown-up young teenagers in a different car. They all run into the car, smack and grab, and take off. It's mind-blowing. And you know what? No police. No more. It's still no talk about funding the police and bringing them back. It's the dirtiest thing I ever seen. But anyway, you could be listening on your phone by calling. And you can podcast the show if you're not able to listen right now as it's happening. By calling at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. A bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's the last hour of the show on Friday. It is getting it off. It is getting it off of your chest Friday. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You
Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
They've seen President Biden. They've lived through his presidency. They've also seen former President Trump. They've lived through his presidency. They've heard these arguments about democracy, about the fate of the election, and yet Trump is not only winning, but winning increasingly by a larger margin. Further. So what is the plan?
Things are falling apart here.
And not long ago, U.S. First Lady Jill Biden snapped at reporters asking questions about her husband's mental fitness.
Dr. Biden, do you have any message to House Democrats?
All right, ladies.
Have you heard of the term mom rage?
Oh, yeah. Every child heard of it. And every married man heard of it. And every man that lived with a woman, not married, heard of it. Satan heard of it because it came from Satan. Mom rage is the nature of evil. Isn't that something? What the? But ladies, you can overcome it. You must return to the Father. Forgive your mothers. Forgive your fathers for not protecting you from your mothers. And God will take away the anger. All right. Before I go back to the calls, I mentioned the flying now is not fun anymore. Not only is this not fun because of people fighting on the planes and the food on the plane is not up to date, and it's just a mess now. The service of flying is not up to par anymore. It's bad. But the wheels are falling off the plane. Near misses are happening all the time. Well, not all the time, but a lot of time. And doors are falling off. And you know why it's all happening? It's because they have unqualified people working in air traffic control, working on the planes, so-called pilots, and cleaning the plane. Everything has changed. Qualified people are no longer doing it. It's the affirmative action people. And as a result of trying to appease the affirmative action people, all of our lives are at risk. And I knew this would happen. I said it would happen when it came out that they were hiring affirmative action people. Lord, baby. Hello, this is Flight 291 coming in for a landing. Which landing thing I should land on? Oh, let me see, babe. Let me see. Lord have mercy. I can't read these computers. I can't read. Let me look out the window. Come in over there on the north side. It look empty. All right. Thank you, our traffic control. And they start to land. And then there's another plane coming in. Or about to take off on that same runway. And they're about to crash. Oh, Lord, baby. I ain't mean to know. I meant the south side. Lord, have mercy.
What the?
That's what happens when you hire DEI people. Is that DEI they call that? DEI. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse because these people are not qualified. You're hiring people based on color. Think about that. Male or female, whatever. Color. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Also known as commie nonsense. It's going to only get worse. They are putting all our lives at risk to appease the blacks. So they don't want to look like racism. They've been accused of racism. I want to give you just a couple quick ones, and then I'm coming back to the Super Chats and phone. Dangerous flying woes this week. You have that, right? Okay. This is from CNN. Closed calls on airport runways this year have alarmed aviation experts. I don't think there's one person that's surprised by this, not one. Even the blacks that they're hiring because of their color, not because they qualify. Remember, Joe Biden took in Kamala Harris because of affirmative action, not because she was qualified. Remember, they put a black female judge on the Supreme Court because she was a black female, not because she was qualified. And now the courts are in a mess. CNN is reporting that close calls on airports, runways this year have alarmed aviation experts. On Monday, a United Airlines plane lost a wheel during takeoff from LAX. I saw that on the local news, and you can see the wheel falling off. And they're like up there in the air from LAX. Isn't that amazing? Not only are the doors falling off, the wheels are falling off too. This is from today. United plane loses tire during takeoff at LAX. Lands safely in Denver. Watch this.
It happened in the air Monday morning.
United 1001, we were just told a tire came off your aircraft.
A United Airlines flight departing from LAX losing a tire during takeoff.
Tire came off that 75 that took off. We saw it rolling down past Bravo 7, Bravo 8.
Passengers were told by the flight crew to brace before the plane landed safely in Denver.
Isn't that amazing? If they had played it a little longer, you would have seen the tire falling off, the tire. This is what happens because white people are afraid of being called racist. They have turned their country over to the black. Happy White History Month. And listen, everything that the black people touch because they have not been trained to do it, it turned to dust. The post office, the banks, everything. The communities. It's so bad, white people are trying to, they're fighting out, they don't care to get their own communities. They're tired of being amongst all these black people and all this mess going on with themselves. And now, our lives have been, not only have been put in at risk in the air, in the sky, not only been put at risk in business and communities right now, no police, No bail bonds. Let them all out. And if you say something about it, you're racist. I saw a report, local news the other day, yesterday, I believe, or the day before, a white woman walking down the road, walking her dog up there in Hollywood somewhere, West Hollywood or wherever. Excuse me. And some black guy just walked by and knocked her out. Ain't nothing being done about it. They don't know. They have like pictures, little images of them by camera, but it doesn't matter. And now, because of affirmative action and the fear of white Americans, our lives are at risk. On the airplane. Remember when airplane fly were beautiful? We had to dress up. It was like special. It was a big deal. Now it's like riding a bus. I want to say you might be safer on the bus, but you're not. In LA city buses, every day you hear some type of violence. The drivers are being attacked or some fight on the bus. And on the train, the little railway system here, like they are in New York, violence everywhere. And you know who they have to protect, to report the violence? Some homemade people that ain't the police. They put a yellow jacket on them. They're not going to do anything to stop it. They're just going to be there to look at it happen. And now, They put our lives at risk because of affirmative action and white people being afraid. Also on Monday, two planes in Syracuse, New York, almost used the same runway. Yeah, baby, y'all fly on the same one. No problem, mama here. WHAS-11, two planes nearly collided in air during takeoff and landing. Watch this.
This morning, the FAA is investigating another mid-air scare involving passenger planes. Audio captured the confusion in the cockpit.
Wait, who's cleared to take off on 2A?
Watch as a Delta plane was taking off from Syracuse, New York yesterday. At the same time, an American Eagle flight was about to land. From the video's angle, it appears the planes came dangerously close as a stunned police officer watches, seemingly convinced the planes were about to collide. According to flight data, the planes were separated by 700 to 1,000 feet vertically, but it's unclear how close they were horizontally.
Wow. Is your DEI, your affirmative action, working for you? Remember when white people were trained and they ran the air traffic control headquarters and they were trained and they flew the planes, and we were all just fine? Why not leave well enough alone? No, you want chaos. You want hell. And that's what we're getting. May God have mercy on America. America is gone. America is over. My country is gone. It is now South Africa. The same thing happened here, happened there. And now it's over here. It was over there, now it's over here. And I warned you that it was coming. I was like, look, they're turning America into South Africa. And they were doing the same identical thing, and nobody said, yeah, this is true, let's stop it. I don't even like flying anymore. I just love flying. I never ride the bus or train for those reasons too. It's just no service. And now I feel the same way about flying. They are taking the joy out of America and putting in doom and gloom. Nothing but ghetto. Nothing but ghetto. America will and is becoming a ghetto. The qualified people are being ran away. They're running them off. May God have mercy on my country. It's gone. So I need my experts just one more time real fast. And they didn't know it, so they're not ready for it. They're going to have to just run in. And then we're going to get back to your calls and super chat. My country is gone. Can you? I never imagined. I'm black and slow, so this is all unimaginable to me. But I never imagined that one day America could be no more. That we could literally become a socialist, communist society. I didn't know that was possible. I thought people loved freedom. I really did grow up thinking that on that plantation in Alabama under Jim Crow, so that I thought all people loved freedom. And I never imagined that they didn't. So anyway, we have been announcing that we're making some changes around here, and we're making your donation, your support to us work. So we're making all kinds of changes. As you heard us announce the other day, we now have Punchy.tv. Punchy.tv, our own network. Isn't that amazing? So you can watch the network on our platform, PUNCHIE. And so another thing that we're doing, we're like making it where each, because we're building a network of 24-hour talk with all men. And you don't have to always agree with me, or you don't have to have my views or whatever my views are, if I have any. But we just want all talk all the time by men, because the men are being taken away. And we need the voices of men. The children need to hear it. The women need to hear it. The men need to hear it. So we're building this network. Thanks to you all for helping us. So we're making it where each host is probably except me. I doubt if I learn how to do it. Run my own show. And so as a result, Hassan, we're like getting rid, but not getting rid of the engineer. We're just making it work for me as needed. So today is Hassan's last day. When I said last day, that doesn't mean, as he was just telling me, hey, I can come back in whenever you need me, don't worry. You'll be here for church. And Hassan and I are going to be working on some project with the Jesse, what do you call that thing?
Action figure.
With the action figure and all that stuff, so we can get that up and running. So we're still going to be doing some stuff together. So it's not like Hassan is gone. It's not time for tears. Not yet. But I want to show you this video that I think it's remarkable. I just saw some of it this morning. Hassan was showing it to me. But he put together, are you about to cry, Hassan?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess if I could real quick just preface it.
Okay.
Yeah, I got like a, let me see here.
Teardrops falling on my eyes. That doesn't mean that I'm still crying. Crying nice. Ain't for me.
Yeah, I have like a full, kind of like a speech prepared.
Oh, so, you do?
I mean, it's not a big, you know, it's not a State of the Union, Joe Biden.
You're trying to make us cry.
No. But, you know, I think like, you know, like a lot of us who have found you, it all kind of started with get a job clips on YouTube and seeing that and being like, you know, who is this guy? What is this? Is this like, you know, just being really stunned initially and having to go on that journey and that rabbit hole of just you. And it's amazing I've gotten to experience all the phases of the Jesse Lee Peterson experience in my mind, from the YouTube to then coming to church, realizing that the church was right down the street from me. I was watching you for months and then didn't even know. One day I'm like, oh, wow, the church is right there. So then coming to church and then you having me on The Fallen State and then coming on the radio show, and then you allowed me to guest host when you were out.
Yeah.
And I had Ted Nugent come on. That was incredible to be able to guest host and sit in the captain's chair. And then, you know, to be able to really my first job as a human adult, which is kind of insane.
Would you were an animal adult before that?
but you know, to be
that
able
was
to,
your first job.
This is my first ever, like, actually, like, wake up and come to something consistently. Like,
wow,
it ain't a mess.
I'm telling you.
But it's an honor then to be able to have come and sit in the Joel. This will forever be the Joel wingman position in my mind.
And Joel used to be the engineer at one time, folks, when he first started here too.
Yeah, and, you know, so just to be able to sit here and be able to do the Super Chats and do the show with you, I mean, every phase of it has just been, honestly, a beautiful journey and a dream to be able to do the whole thing. And,
yeah.
And then, you know, with the network and, you know, you giving me the opportunity to do my own show and having my father come on and
– oh, yeah.
You know, and my mother.
And your mama.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
And, you know, it's interesting how that whole journey also came with its own emotional journey with you. It's like, it's funny how I you've said over and over, don't put you on a pedestal, don't do this. And I 100% have done that with you. And it's kind of like when Jesus kissed Peter and was like, you will betray me before the morning or whatever it was.
Before the rooster crows.
Yeah, before the rooster crows. And it's like, I went through the phases of like making you an idol, making you, putting you on a pedestal. And then like certain things happened in my life where I lost love, or I lost what I thought was love or relationships. And then I started to resent you. And I'm like, man, this is all Jesse's fault. Like, my life is, like, falling apart. And it's interesting how everything that you said and that you've almost warned, I've also gone through all those phases. And so, yeah, I'm just grateful. I'm thankful for your patience and for your teaching. And, you know, it's funny because you always talk about, like, I always wanted to have like 10 kids and, you know, like what you imagined your life to be.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know we don't like to say this kind of stuff, but spiritually it's like Joel, James, Nick, we are your kids in a lot of ways. And everybody who you speak to every day on, you know, with the wisdom that you give on the internet, it's like you have thousands of kids.
No, I'm too young.
And it's like, but yeah, so anyway, so that's like, and it's like even in, this is closing, in closing, but it's like, well, if not father, then it's like definitely Master Splinter, and it's like we're the turtles, and I might be like
Jesse, my black daddy.
and even though I might be like the Raphael or the Peter who, you know, wanted to cut ears off or be a little overzealous at times, it's like, you know, or even in disagreements with you and I appreciate the mercy and the grace and the patience and yeah, so it's been an honor, and yeah, I'm just super thankful. So yeah, this is just like it's just a montage of like the greatest hits.
He's wiping his he's using his short sleeve to wipe his eyes and to blow his nose.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that, man. I have seen you mature like not going north. And I remember once you said that you really appreciate your job because it made you kind of organize your life where you had to be at work at a certain time. You had to do things on time. I guess you were not doing that beforehand. So it caused you to organize your life in that way. And I have seen you grow. And it sounds like he's leaving, but it's not like he's leaving. it's all worth it when it is.
No, it's just like, I think it's important. You know, we always talk about the narrow road, and it's like, in a lot of ways, you've almost become like a, and I, you know, I don't care. You know, I'm super like welcoming to like whatever like beta energy or whatever people want to say. But it's like, in a lot of ways, you've been like a safety blanket or like a guardrail. And it's like, maybe I do need to step out and see if I really am who I think I am without the without the guardrail.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, yeah, so.
Amazing. Yeah. So here is a, do we have time now or should we wait till we get through the break?
We should do it after the break.
We should do it.
Let's blow through the break.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do that.
We don't have to take the break. It's like a nice,
it's like, let's do what Jay said. He's the boss.
Yes. Yeah,
he'll know better.
Those guys know how to do it.
They do. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the podcast will be okay?
Yeah.
Nice.
It will?
Yep.
It will? How you know your legs are short, you can't touch the floor.
I know, but I have confidence in Nick's ability to sit in for Hassan there.
We are ready.
We can get James a step stool so he'll feel a little bit better.
Yeah,
he's still going to complain about his back.
My feet are dangling and it's putting undue stress on
the back. Yeah, he has a beta bat, so he says sitting on the cow bat on the back.
I see now.
Hey.
Making my legs fall asleep.
He could never ride a horse, right? How are you going to ride a horse? Because you're ready to ride a horse, you got to sit right up.
I know, but I need stirrups.
What?
Stirrups.
What's that?
The things with
your
feet. What
you put on
into
your waffles in the morning?
I don't know. Your feet go into the thing, then you can kick the horse with them.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Jesse ain't never used no stirrup. He's grabbed the hair.
With the little thing that hurt, that made. That little wheel. Oh, like.
The Spurs?
Yeah.
Not necessarily that. The stirrups.
The stirrup that you put your feet in.
Yeah, you put your feet in.
I got you.
Like pedals, like bike pedals.
Right.
But for a horse.
I know what you're talking
about. Do you ever just get on the horse and grab the hair?
Yeah, because sometimes I ride with no. I ride the horse with no saddle.
Damn.
I heard that's how you do it.
Because he's part engine.
My mother married us. My father married us in Cherokee. My mother, people were ashamed of me.
You can't hold on to the horse's neck like this. And it...
You have to lean really way over to do that.
That's not ideal.
You ride the horse like that when you've been drinking too much?
You scared?
And you want to fall off. Okay, here's a video Hassan put together that I had not seen. I saw a portion this morning when we first came, but I haven't seen the whole thing yet. Watch this from Hassan to everybody.
Oh, okay. And so in certain situations, I think I am the Yoda, and most of the times I'm the Jedi, but in times when I'm in front of the real Yoda, like you, I'm Padawan, and I'm listening. So,
Satan is your daddy.
I mean, Satan is your daddy, dog.
Is that amazing?
You know, I'm super grateful and thankful. So, you know, that's first
of all.
It's
good to call you a friend. You're doing a fine job. I'm sure Jesse is proud of you. And truth, logic, and common sense should be the guiding light. It always has been for Jesse. That's why people come to share communication with him. And you're carrying that on. So a big salute to you, Hassan. And we look forward to hanging with you and maybe breaking some bread or some venison backstrap sometime. But I love
you. He was sitting there for me.
Happy
I was 190. I was older
nice.
Than you. See, that's a picture of me and my daddy. Whoa, he did. Wow, that's me and my daddy.
Nice.
Thank you, man. Amazing.
I got a word from something here.
Unites in the race. Truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family.
Nice polo.
Amazing. Peter, what a mess. Express yourself. That is mind-blowing. He black. I rest my case.
Where you get that from?
Isn't that amazing? What the?
Where did that come from?
I made it.
You made that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that unreal?
Let me see it.
Amazing.
Wow. You see that? Jesse on the moon.
There you go. It is possible. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You're ready, world.
I'm Sandman.
That's him?
That's him.
What's his name?
Mr. Sandman. Here's another look.
Wow. See, he doesn't look happy in a suit.
Wearing a pumpkin.
Like, you wonder, why are you doing this to me?
I didn't know that a sweet potato pie existed until I started working at Bond.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
And I started seeing him.
Good. The sweet potato.
See, it's more obvious. It's more blatant. It's more in your face.
Right.
It's
like
black.
Wow.
Way better.
I love them both the same, but they're different. It's apples and oranges. I like them both. I do prefer apples.
It's a lie.
What you prefer? Pumpkin pie complex has that cinnamon, has a little bit more stuff. It's just more subtle, not in your face.
Right. What do you prefer? The
pumpkin pie.
You, wow.
you prefer the pumpkin pie?
Really?
Or the sweet potato?
How about you?
Sweet potato used to be king,
100%,
but pumpkin is in charge now. 100%
pumpkin the sweet potato.
The sweet potato.
It's unbelievable.
Just
do I take you? Out, do
like,
I take you out of the hell?
Not all the time.
yo.
Thank Jesse for me and the team over there. Thank you, guys.
That's his daddy.
Nice. Yeah, that's absolutely. Thank you for coming on for the first show.
That was his father.
People that
what
are...
do you know about the underwater aliens, Jesse?
You know God wants them here, okay?
That's his mama.
Ain't no different from people.
I'm not talking about illegal aliens. Janie.
If whatever God wants, God wrote this.
That's his mother.
I'm talking about real sci-fi in the space aliens.
No, I'm for sure that they're
it's
here.
From the CIA.
They've been here. When Jesus was born, the brightest star in the sky was from another galaxy.
All right.
Did you drink water today?
We thought he might have had rabies. If you have rabies, you can't drink water.
Make sure you don't have rabies.
Her son got bitten by a dog, so he thought he had rabies. So you can't drink water.
Scary.
Oh, look at you.
Anyway.
That's Sean.
You want me to answer?
Funny. I don't even know why I'm laughing.
They have a morbid sense of humor.
We thought he'd drink water. He's gonna die.
Leave this I'm dying. Right,
I don't even know why. Sean, I hate what you do.
For Jesse allowing me to host again, I'm so thankful and grateful. And he plays it with Trump, but this is what I want to play it with. So I appreciate the support and love. And thank you to everyone at Bond, Chris, Hake, Nick, of course, Jesse. I love you guys. Thank you so much. This was amazing.
If by Rudyard Kipling.
Nice.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Right on. Jesse wiping his nose and eyes with his short sleeves, stretching out his no think such thing as racism shirt.
That's right. I don't even know what to say.
Those are some throwback clips.
Yeah.
Sorry for taking so much time. That was a long time, but
it was worth
it.
I love you.
Thank
too,
you, man.
Wow. Nice.
Yes, sir. I stay with you, man. I love you, man. Thank you.
Tall baby shirt.
Sorry for that long. No, dramatic kind of thing.
Wow. I don't even know what to say, folks. I didn't see that part. Most of it I had not seen. What the? And you say?
Yeah, I didn't. That was a nice video that he put together. That was a great thing. My favorite episode of when Hassan had his show is when he had Janie on the show. And he said,
Janie's his mother, right?
Yeah. What about the aliens, Janie? Literally. the most hilarious thing that I've ever seen. And I always tell people about the episode, too. But and also, I didn't know Hassan wore dress shirts. There was a time where he was wearing dress shirt button-ups.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. This I didn't know he had it.
Right. I thought he just had those things.
No, that was a really good video they put. I had no idea he was going to. This is all a surprise. So,
yeah.
That was a good video. Yeah.
It was amazing. And you say?
He knows how to put on a show.
That's for sure. I think your line of business is to be a producer and produce shows.
Nice.
While you rap, too. But, and you say Anchor Baby?
Yeah, his gratitude is. It's just so clear. I don't know if you guys can see it, but it's
yeah,
so clear.
It
the
is.
Growth and the, yeah. and the gratitude. It's crystal.
Amazing, Hassan. And so again, oh, by the way, the treasure chest is now open on D-Live.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you for reminding me. Because we went through the break and I didn't announce it. So again, we still going to be doing some work together and blah, blah, blah. And so it's not like he gone. You're going to be seeing.
Oh, yeah. You got to remind me about that.
Right.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah. Amazing.
His mom called my show one time, and I didn't even know it was his mom until he texted to me. Oh, that's my mom. That's Janie. Or whatever her name is. Interesting lady.
When Hassan first came, he was just like his mama.
Indeed.
But now he's overcome her so much, I forgot he used to be just like her. What? Nah. His mama mess. No. Hi, Janie.
Shout out to Janie.
We love you, Janie.
Happy Mother's Day.
Okay. That's it.
That's it.
Thank you, Hassan, for
Sweet.
That together. Yeah.
We love you, man.
Amazing. Let me go to the phone. Hey, let's finish those super chats, Janie, while you're sitting there. Then I'm going to the phone calls.
Over on Rumble.
Super.
It's me, Zenya, is a monthly supporter saying, July just feels white.
Happy White History Month. Thank you.
JulyFeelsWhite.com.
Absolutely.
Strong white arm emoji, Christian cross, and American flag. Evgeny Crosby with another diamond. Joe is staying, and you gonna love me.
Oh, Lord.
Nice.
No.
Someone bought 5-7 coffees. I'm not going to overdo it like JLP. It's his show.
Me.
Nice.
Thank you.
Someone bought 7 coffees. Keep on singing, JLP, and great segment with the experts. Strong arm, Christian cross, and American flag.
Thank you. Amazing.
Cody bought 2 coffees. Thank you for everything and keeping me going regularly. With your live streams and Fallen State episodes, Jesse, you are the truth. Thanks, hands, American flag, and duck emoji.
Stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. I'm telling you, stay with it. Overcome the world, and it will be amazing. Thank you.
All my bone days brought a coffee. It's been a while since I've donated. Jesse, when did you get hair? What the?
I know. I'm like, what the? I literally thought I had no hair. And I went for a long. You saw me in some of the videos. Hassan just played out a ball.
What the?
So I thought I had no hair. And then the barber kept saying, "You have hair, Jesse. Why you keep cutting your hair? You have hair." I'm like, "Really?" So I'm like, "Let me give it a try." I gave it a try, and hair came back. A miracle. Amazing. Thank you.
The key bought a few coffees. One of them says, "Biblical question answer."
Why are you dismayed by others?
Misplaced trust. Hope will leave one in a state of dismay, he says.
Hope will?
Yeah, misplaced trust or misplaced hope.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
He also says with 5 coffees, salute to Hassan. God is cooking.
Yeah.
Skillet emoji and dog paw prints emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Another from the key. I know what to say, Jesse. Get to the super chats, us people, so we can keep Hassan daily. Money bag. Salute. Shouting. Bullhorn.
Right on. Make donations. Go to rebuildingtheman.com.
And shout out to the
we
top.
We definitely need it. Thank you.
Top contributors on DLive, Groovy Monkey, Evgeny Crosby, Games for Rec, Misty. Thank you guys all for the support, as always.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I think that that is all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. Thank you so much. All right. You can make the donation at rebuildingdemand.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. The Hate Report is coming up at the top of this hour. And after Hate Report at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, join our Friday TV. Black. And, oh, no, it's Friday, huh? Oh, yeah, there's no Joel Friday on Friday. How is no, how you have the name Friday on Friday and you ain't got no Friday? What the? The Fallen State. Do we have that teaser for The Fallen State?
Yeah.
Oh, we have the teaser for The Fallen State today at 12 noon. And at 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m., all right? Here's a teaser for today's Fallen State. Elijah, what's that? What?
Eleazar
Perez, Christian street debater and YouTuber. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
And so you believe that you're going to end abortion?
Yeah, because it starts with one man, and we just create dominoes, Jesse.
Right. And do you love all people?
I love all people in the sense that we're all made in God's image, but I don't tolerate all people. You didn't want to remarry?
No.
My grandma's got some cute friends.
What's wrong with the blacks?
I don't think people really care about the color of skin, but we care about the culture. It's just deceived by Satan.
Why do you say he's not the great white hope?
He looks a little orange. I think there should be a rule or a law that forces women to stay in the kitchen at least 10 hours a day.
Beans or french fries?
You brought that up because I'm a beaner, huh?
The Fallen State today at 12 noon Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. You can donate to The Fallen State by going to thefallenstate.tv or on Locals in the description there. Locals.tv. No, Locals. Just Locals.com.
JesseLeePeterson.locals.com.
Okay. It's in the description. All right, and thank you for that. Let me get in as many calls as possible here. Let me go quickly to... let me go to William, a first-time caller out of Virginia. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Been listening to you for a little bit here, a couple months. I just wanted to get your thoughts and also answer the weekly question, why are you dismayed?
Yeah, why are you dismayed by others?
I think it's related to the reason why I kind of I think I'm a people person that really hates people. So when people prove me right,
yeah,
when they have lackluster approach, it kind of causes dismay. But then again, I don't give people credit. You know what I mean for that? You know, I feel like maybe it's just a satanic thing that might be triggering us, or me, or people like me, as you know, people that have that mind state. So I don't know if that answer makes sense, but it kind of segues into...
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical mm-hmm. question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Go ahead.
Sunday, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I wanted to get your thoughts on, is it okay to be a people person that hates people?
Well, you should, mm-hmm. never hate anyone or any situation at all. Hate is evil. And when you hate, you're part, you are the problem, right? Because Satan is your God. And the other thing is, if you're a people pleaser, it's because you're weak. You're a people pleaser because you want people to act and treat you a certain way. So you're trying to pretend to be nice. You're trying to go along with. You're trying to get along with because you're not able to deal with people in the right way.
So then... why do I have a low tolerance? And obviously, you know, I'm just calling for the first time, but like just generally speaking, like why my tolerance seems to be really low for just the human fickle nature in general. So
because
it suffice to say,
you have anger and you you hate yourself and you're looking at yourself in other people, but yet you won't face yourself and overcome it.
Mm. So what's the best? Is it? Do I need to apologize to someone for that, or is
you become like your mother? You have your mother's nature. You have her mindset, her emotion. You're very judgmental. You're just like your mother. So you need to forgive her for recreating you in her image and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. And God would take that false nature, which is not your own. It's the nature of evil. He would take that away from you, and you would treat everyone the same, even your enemies.
Mm. That's fantastic, Jesse. Well, thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I know you're short on time in this block, so I don't want to take any more time, but I will call again. Thank you, sir.
Let me know how it goes.
Sure will.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Seth out of Virginia. Seth, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Seth.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can't hear you, Seth.
No?
I can't hear you now. No, I can hear you. I'm messing with you.
Oh, man. Don't do that to me.
Go ahead.
So, my question was, it was regarding Israel-Palestine. I just wanted to ask, do you think that the current administration sees any sort of biblical implications or war like against Christianity, or do you think it's maybe a couple of other reasons what's going on?
I'm not understanding your question. Make it the question a little clearer for me.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly how I can do that. Let me just ask to do the biblical question then, because that was just kind of a throwaway question.
Why are you dismayed by others?
I think it's just a rejection of your inner self being like, what, do this, and then you can't handle it, so you do something else, and then you become dismayed, I think.
That's why you are dismayed?
Yeah, it's like you get like a hot and cold feeling, and then instead of going with like the kinetic, going with the flow, you stay cold.
That's how you are?
Yeah, for me personally.
Amazing. Interesting, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Seth. Yeah. I put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that, buddy.
Of course, man.
Okay. Let me go to Nicole out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Nicole, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Ponchi.
Hey, Nicole.
Congratulations on your network. Good to see a black man taking care of his business.
You can't keep the black man down in America.
I was just calling because I'm working on myself and everything, and I'm seeing what's going on inside of me. And yesterday, I became dismayed with the ego spirit. I was out on my patio, and I was just conscious. You know, I was in a good place, and excuse me.
No problem.
I was really conscious, you know, and minding my own business or whatever. And, you know, Satan used the child to distract me. At the moment, I knew what was going on because I was in the presence of God. And but you know, throughout the evening it just kept bothering me, and it just baffled me how that evil can make you feel, you know, have a chip on your shoulder. Then it can also make you feel like a victim. And I see all those things in me, and I just been staying with the silent prayer and everything. But I was in a childlike state, Jesse. I was in a childlike state. And he attacked me in a child's voice. And that just, and I know I shouldn't even have an opinion about it. But I guess I'm so at this moment of shaking that I see it. It's in me. It's in me. And it's like you say, the things we see in others, it's in us.
Yep.
And it's just, I count it all joy that I have you as an outlet. I have no one. I don't talk to no one. And I just count it all joy that God has placed you where he's placed you. And I'm growing. And I'm listening to the principles that you're teaching along with the Bible. Things are coming clearer. I feel that hope. The hope that I see is my me coming away from me seeing myself. I guess me seeing myself is my hope.
Right on.
And I just want to say thank you. And the ego in me don't call. Just gonna ask you all them questions and don't call. But something else in me said, my calling, my help somebody else. Me speaking from a woman's perspective. We women, we are controlling. We want to control our man, our children. We good at two shoes. Oh, there's nothing wrong with me as everybody else.
Yeah.
It's just I'm came to a point where I see it and I want it to go, and I know God is working, and I just have to stay in perfect peace. I just wanted to share that childlike. I was in a childlike state.
Let me say this to you because the computer can cut it off. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And keep your eyes on all those things that are happening in you. Don't run away from it. Don't call it you. Just watch it. And God, which is love, which is the light, will save you from it all. That is what he's trying to take away from all human beings, those evil spirits, because we're all possessed. And that's what's been controlling us. And he's going to take that away from you. Stay with it, all right?
Yeah, and I want to encourage you about your country, America. You just know that God is working in the hearts of men. He's working.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much, Jesse. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you, and call me again, all right?
All right, I sure will. Thanks.
But keep your eyes on that. Just watch it and do nothing else about it. Just watch it.
It's unbelievable. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's busy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you, too. I am so out of time. What an amazing Friday. What a way to end the show, too. Stay with it. Stay with your eyes on what's happening in you and in your emotions, which are not your own. And just watch it. Do nothing about it. Don't fill in them with words. Don't run. Just watch. I'm telling you, you haven't seen anything yet. The Spirit of the Father would do it for you. I'm out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. Thank you for your super chats and your support. And amazing video by Hassan there. Amazing. Okay.
Amazing.
Real fast, Hake.
Super chat.
Just tell me how much the doll is. I need it on my desk, says Hokage C with a coffee.
That's what one of the things Hassan is going to be working on. He and I are going to be working on that. You're going to be hearing something soon. Thank you for that. You're going to be hearing some great stuff at Punch.tv. Joel got that down pat. You're going to be hearing some good stuff about that as well. Bye, y'all. See you Sunday. See you Sunday at the Father Stage at 12.
I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger. They're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.